It's NAB 2024, and we're on the Edit Share booth, where we're doing a number of videos, and I'm joined by Dev. Hi, Dev, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Now, Dev, we're talking about something that's very close to our hearts, camera to cloud,
yes.
and the integration with Media Silo.
Yes, yes.
So tell us what you're doing and how you're doing it.
Yeah, so any Atomos supported device now has the ability to be able to add Media Silo as a destination.
Okay.
Basically, it's a very easy process. You pair it with your Atomos cloud account. You add Media Silo as a destination. Once you hit record on the Atomos device, it's immediately going to upload a proxy into Media Silo, which is going to be great for our kind of on-the-go folks who are editing right after cuts are being made, or having things directly go to the cloud for review by directors to be able to decide what shoots they want to be able to use. So it's a really nice, versatile tool, really speeds up the overall editing and review process.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's exactly what we're doing here at NAB,
yeah,
using the camera to cloud workflow, which
exactly
is working really well. So, but what is the main advantage of them having Media Silo as the final destination?
Yeah. So Media Silo really excels in that external review and approval workflow. So you're able to have that immediately set up. You can even set up presentations, so it dynamically updates those presentations and links to send to external clients, as well as being able to very easily download those proxies, so jump right into the editing process.
And I guess it has a team integration as well, so you can have the whole team all plugged in.
Yep, everyone's there.
All working on the same product. And is this, I can see it is working, so it is available now.
Yes, it is. It's actually going to be available April 23rd.
Okay, so anyone with Media Silo can just add this integration if they need it?
Yep, as long as they have an Atomos device and an Atomos cloud subscription, they'll be able to tap into it.
Cool. And what sort of interest have you had in it so far? I know it's early days.
Yeah, we've had a few customers that actually are the reason why we approached Atomos for the partnership.
Okay.
So we have some interest already, but we're hoping to be able to show off, hey, it works. Hey, it's really nice and easy, really adaptable for workflows, and hope to gain that interest a little bit more.
And what sort of industries are those people working in?
So usually it's around the M&E space, but we also are going into other verticals such as corporate, house of worship, sports especially as well. So it's a lot of different, I think, organizations and corporations that can really benefit from this functionality.
Fantastic. Jolly good. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you so much.
Do check out the website for more information at editshare.com. And for everything else we're doing at the show, that's at kitplus.com.